This is Matt Taven of The Kingdom, and you are listening to Another Wrestling Podcast. And if you haven't, if this is the first time you're listening to Another Wrestling Podcast, what are you doing with your life? Get out of your mom's basement, go to your phone, download the podcast, and be cool, like me.
It's time for Another Wrestling Podcast.
Speak to me, warrior!
You know who I am, but you don't know why I'm here.
The measuring stick just changed around here, buddy. You're looking at
the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
They think they got the answers. I change the question.
The cream of the crop. Nobody does it better.
These are the best in the world, brother. These are the best at what they do.
When we talk about the legends of the sport, there's only two in my book.
Another wrestling podcast.
Another wrestling podcast. Now can you dig that, sucker?
All right, everybody. Welcome to Another Wrestling Podcast, episode number 65. I'm Jonathan Benjamin.
And I'm Steve Credo.
Steve, we have an amazing show this week. You know, they say eat local. They say, you know, shop local. Today we are talking wrestling that is local. We're talking Northeast wrestling. Some amazing shows coming up. We have some great guests. Who are they?
That's right, John. We have the Northeast Wrestling Heavyweight Champion, Matt Taven, and also Warbeard Hansen will be joining us today. They're going to be having a big match at Dutchess Stadium on August 1st for Wrestling Under the Stars. Jonathan, that's what you said, man. Shop local, eat local, go to local wrestling shows, pretty much. Northeast Wrestling has been the prime, you know, wrestling company for the past 20 years in the Northeast over in our area. We are from Poughkeepsie, New York. We're in the, you know, we're in New York, we're in the Northeast. Jonathan, we've been going to a bunch of wrestling shows here and there. We've also been going to tons of Northeast wrestling shows. So today, I guess we're going to talk a little bit about Northeast wrestling, get the fans out there to, you know, find out who they are, what they're doing, and what's happening, you know. So before we get to that, Jonathan, I want to remind everybody, because every week, guys, if you're listening to us right now, head on over to anotherwrestlingpodcast.com. You can find all the episodes before this one, 1 through 64, because this is 65. You can find all that information on there. Like us, follow us, subscribe to us, all that fun stuff, guys. Comments, we want to hear from you. Tweet us, Facebook us, everything, Jonathan, right? So one other special thing that we do have is our hotline. You know, like back in the day, you get to call the old school hotline. AWP has a hotline, Jonathan, 802-297-7672. 802-AWP-7672. And we get calls every week, Jonathan, and we pick the best one. We'll play it. And this week, we have another call from a fan. Check it out.
My name is Joey Ambrosini. I'm 13 years old, and I'm from Monroe, Connecticut. Now, I've really fallen in love with the indie wrestling, such as Northeast Wrestling and East Coast Pro Wrestling. And my life also revolves around the WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, and many more. My future is an East Coast Pro Wrestling manager, and I listen to wrestling talk shows, such as Center Ring, and the podcast, and the number one has to be Another Wrestling Podcast. Another Wrestling Podcast has really made indie wrestling number one. I mean, you guys have interviewed icons, legends, current rosters, and that's what wrestling needs. Another Wrestling Podcast, you rock.
All right, we want to thank all of our callers so much. You know, it's that easy. You just call the hotline, tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like, tell us what you want to see on the show. Maybe you've listened to a past episode and you want to talk about that, or maybe you have an idea for a topic, because here at Another Wrestling Podcast, we're a little different than most of those podcasts out there. We keep it fresh, we keep it real, we talk about topics in professional wrestling. Today, we will be talking Northeast wrestling, but next week, who knows? Maybe it's thumbtacks in wrestling. Maybe we're going to talk about our favorite face-painted wrestler. You know, the sky's the limit for us. So, you know, get on there and call us on the hotline. Like Steve said, that's 802-297-7672 or 802-AWP-7672. 72. But now on to the Northeast Wrestling Spectacular. Now, Steve, we talked about this a lot. I'm a relatively newcomer to the Northeast. I've been here now just about 8 years. You've been here for a while now. I know that prior to 8 years, you'd been going to Northeast Wrestling, and we actually pretty much met at Northeast Wrestling shows. So do you maybe – can you remember the first Northeast Wrestling show that you ever went to?
Oh, wow, man. That's a, I'm trying to think the first one. There's been so many that it's – because I went to a bunch, and then I went to college, and then – then I hit a blur period to where, you know what happens in college, so I don't want to get into it, but I kind of forget what I went to, but I all in all, you know, I've seen some classics. I've seen George the Animal Steel, you know, tear up a turnbuckle. I've seen Sid Vicious, you know, wrestle a match. I've seen Jake the Snake Roberts at a match. Jim the Anvil Neidhart, classic legends there every day, but more than just legends, Jonathan, what's great about, you know, Northeast Wrestling is you have a lot of local wrestlers, too, involved. You know, some of the biggest names, too, over the past 10 years, like a new Hall of Famer, Ron Zombie, you know, who's been a mainstay with Northeast Wrestling for over, 10 years now. You know, a lot of these local names, Jonathan, they're more than just local names. They're, you know, they have a history in and to themselves. So, you know, like I said, some of the bigger names, some of the legends, but you have a lot of the local guys. Like, we're going to have Matt Taven on today. He's the Northeast Wrestling Champion. You know, a great Northeast wrestler. You know, he has a history with the Northeast, and, you know, he's with the company. I mean, there's a lot of these local wrestlers, including Brian Anthony, a part of the company, Bull Dredd, you know, many names that go on and on. But, Jonathan, like you said, it's not so much the memories, it's just so much the names, because a lot of the local guys, they're more than just local guys. They're heroes, too. You know, they're heroes to the young kids. They're you know, people look up to them. And what's great about local wrestlers is that you see them all the time to where, you know, okay, Jim the Anvil Neidhart or Jake the Snake, you know, back then, they would come around once in a while. But these guys, you can guarantee to be there at every show. You know, they put their blood, sweat, and tears into everything that we see all the time at these local shows. And, you know, they don't get enough credit for you know, doing what they do. And, you know, having that mainstay of local wrestlers, you know, it makes the show go on and on. You know what I mean? So I can keep naming them on and on and about all these guys that we see all the time. But, you know, without these local wrestlers, you really have no show, because you can't just bring in a big celebrity or a big star and think, you know, everything's going to be great. You need the wrestling. You need the local action. And what else would you do without these local wrestlers?
Exactly. I remember I got here in 2007. So one of the first shows I saw, it was a local show, Waterbury PAL Center, which is another thing that, you know, Northeast Wrestling does. They're raising money. They're helping raise money for a lot of these local businesses and stuff, which is really cool. But I went to a Waterbury show that had Big Daddy V at the time, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and Velvet Sky. And, you know, that's really where it began for me, and I haven't really looked back since then. So they're putting on quality wrestling. They have a good mixture of legends, newcomers. You know, this Wrestling Under the Stars is going to have Samoa Joe, who you can currently watch on NXT Wrestling. So it's just amazing what is happening with Northeast Wrestling. They just keep growing and growing, getting bigger and bigger as the years go on.
That's right.
You mentioned it. They just have the top talent, and I don't know how they do it.
That's right. I mean, on top of all the local guys, and guys, if you're keeping count at home, you know, do a shot every time we said local, you'll have a great drinking game on this show. But, you know, from the top talent they bring in to, you know, I call it like the luck of the draw, to where you mentioned Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe has been booked on this show for a while now, but also look what happens in the business to where, you know, he's wrestling on NXT right now, and you could see him live coming up at a Northeast Wrestling show. Northeast Wrestling has been known to have a lot of this luck of the draw type things, to where even last year we saw Kevin Steen, or now Kevin Owens, he wrestled his last independent date with Northeast Wrestling. So you got to see Kevin Steen right before he went to NXT and the WWE. So, you know, Northeast Wrestling has that luck, man, to where they get these guys, and you never know where you're going to see them next on TV. And that's, you know, it's a big deal, man, because, you know, a lot of these independent companies are trying to get that name, trying to get that big name who's on TV. And these guys always do it. I don't know what they're doing, Jonathan, but they're doing it right, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, if you look back at Wrestling Under the Stars last year, it was an amazing card. We had everything from Matt Taven versus Mike Bennett, which, you know, that's a little different these days. We had some of Booker T's Reality of Wrestling stars on as well. We had Romeo Roselli going against one of his tag team partners. We had a former Yankee, Joe Asano. He was wrestling Dan Demand. We got to see an amazing Northeast Wrestling Championship match. Brian Anthony versus Caleb Conley versus Matt Sydal. And then we got to see Jerry Lawler take on Kevin Steen in what would be his last independent match before going to the WWE. So Northeast Wrestling is really where it's at to see all these matches that you never thought you would see. And you know what? I don't know what's going to happen. I know we're there. We're going to have none other than the genius Lanny Poffo with us. So come on out, stay with us, and be prepared for an amazing night of wrestling.
That's right, Jonathan. A lot of great stuff happening. Guys, if you haven't checked them out yet, check them out at northeastwrestling.com. A lot of things happening, and a lot of shows coming up, especially a lot of the Wrestling Under the Stars tour, which are going to be headed into a lot of minor league baseball stadiums, which is great because, you know, I've been to some stadium shows of wrestling, and, you know, if they go to a major league baseball stadium, it sucks because they put the ring in the middle and it's so far away from the crowd. It's not that great. But when you do it locally at like local minor league stadiums, you know, the fields aren't, you know, crazy big to where you can sit anywhere in the stadium and it's a great seat. You know what I mean? To where they have the ring and you're not watching this match like from 500 yards away. And it's a great time. But Jonathan, one of the guys coming up next in the studio is Warbeard Hansen, who will be facing Matt Taven for the Northeast Wrestling Heavyweight Championship on August 1st at Dutchess Stadium. Without further ado, let's bring in Warbeard Hansen.
We are incredibly happy to have today's guest on the show. He is a Ring of Honor superstar whose beard is only rivaled by, well, probably mine. You can see him wrestle live for Northeast Wrestling. He's going to be all over the Northeast. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Warbeard. Warbeard, how are you doing today?
I'm great. You?
Oh, this is fantastic. We're getting pumped. You've got some amazing stuff coming up that we're going to get into today. But, you know, we do the show a lot. We're based on the East Coast, so we know that a lot of people that listen to us have seen you before. But today we're going to try to get some background and some information about you for some of the people that probably haven't got to see you yet. So you think we can do that today? You think we can get some of your background of your career?
Yeah, of course.
Warbeard, man, thanks for joining us again. I'm Steve. When was the first time you watched pro wrestling? I mean, do you remember, is there a moment that goes back in time that you're like, you know, you kind of just remember in your childhood?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, when I was really young, I wasn't a fan of wrestling at all. I had a friend who was a big fan of it, and I thought it was stupid, and how could you watch that? It's so silly. And then Monday Night Raw hit. And I happened to be flipping to the stations, and oh, here's that stuff that my friend likes. Let me watch a minute of it. And I saw the 1-2-3 Kid beat Razor Ramon, and I haven't stopped watching since.
That's awesome. You mentioned 1-2-3 Kid Razor Ramon. I guess that's a good a split there. One of them was what they call, you know, good guy, bad guy, whatever. Did you find when you started watching wrestling that you were drawn towards like one set of superstars over another? Like, did you like the bad guys? Did you like the good guys? Who did you like?
When I was a kid, I was all about the underdogs. Like, and just that example, the 1-2-3 Kid who pulled out that victory. That was, you know, so amazing to me. I loved it. And then it was guys like Marty Jannetty and guys like Aldo Montoya. And I was a big fan of Aldo Montoya when I was a kid. So, like, all the underdogs I was just a huge, huge fan of. I mean, as I grew older, my tastes changed. But when I was a kid, I was all about the underdogs.
Sure. Now, you mentioned, you know, you didn't like it that much when you were growing up, but, you know, when you started to like it, was there a point that, you know, you're like, I need to become a pro wrestler, you know, growing up, you're like, this is what I want to do?
Oh, no, it was that moment. It was the moment that the 1-2-3 kid pinned Razor Ramon, I said, I'm doing that.
Awesome.
So it was, that was, and it hooked me to start watching wrestling. It also hooked me, like, I'm going to be a professional wrestler. That's it. That's the coolest thing in the world.
That's awesome. Now, were you involved, you know, growing up in high school, were you involved in sports, or were you just, did you just go to high school?
If you call, you know, backyard wrestling a sport,
I do.
then you could say yes. I did freshman football and stuff, and I think in junior year I did some like shot put with track, but I was just all about professional wrestling. It was all that was going through my mind, so that's all I wanted to do. So any way I could do it or be a part of it, even if I was doing the wrong things, I needed to have it. I think a lot of wrestlers talk about it. Mm-hmm. About wrestling being their drug, and I needed to have it then. I need to have it now, and that's my quote unquote sport that I did when I was in high school. And senior year is when I even started training to be a professional wrestler. So, those are my sports. That was it.
All right. So you said you started to begin training for wrestling. Where did you break in? Where did you start training to become a pro wrestler?
Originally, I trained with the NWA New England. Their school closed shortly thereafter. I did like 3 months with Bob Evans, and I settled in at the Chaotic Training Center in North Andover, Massachusetts, which later merged with Kill Kowalski's, and we had Walter with us until he passed.
Wow. Now, do you remember your first day of training, your first match? Is there anything that sticks out to you? Was it what you expected as far as wrestling, or were you taken by surprise by what happened?
Well, my first day of training, it was what I expected, I guess. I knew the bumps were going to hurt. I guess the ropes really surprised me, because the ropes definitely painful. Most places use cables for ropes, so they can be, when you first start hitting them, they are very painful. You bruise up and down your sides, and that caught me off guard, but I was ready for anything, so I was down for it. But everything seemed to make sense to me as far as what to expect. Mm-hmm. I think when I went through the couple schools, then I got to Chaotic Wrestling, and that was like a huge eye opener for me, because it was when I learned a little bit of it with Bob, but it was when like psychology started to hit in, and footwork and timing, and just wrestling became so much more complicated than I ever could have ever thought or imagined. But it all came to me real quick, because it just felt natural for me. Probably because I'm so in love with professional wrestling, and everything felt right. So it was fun to pick up and fun to learn. So those things were very eye opening. I don't know if they were surprising, but just eye opening.
Sure. I'm sure you, throughout your career, you had some moments that were very surreal to you. Do you remember anything offhand that was just, you know, that moment that you remember when stepping in the ring with, anybody memorable? Or
My first dark match with WWE, I wrestled Brian Black, who had just gotten signed. He ended up becoming Palmer Cannon on SmackDown, the network executive.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrestled him at the Fleet Center in Boston. First match of the night, and just being behind the curtain, and I don't know if you guys remember it, but the Lonely Road of Faith music video, the Kid Rock
yep.
music video
yep.
that they used to play before every single event, that played right before we came to the curtain for that match, and we're watching it from behind the Titantron, so we're watching everything backwards. But to be there, to look up and see that and feel that moment, It was so surreal. It still gives me goosebumps to think about it.
Now, you mentioned Aldo Montoya was a big, you know, part of your career. Was there a time, have you gotten to wrestle Justin Credible since then?
I was actually scheduled to wrestle him for the first, I was scheduled to wrestle him 2 years ago. Even did an angle where he came out and he came to me, and it never ended up coming to fruition. And then literally like 3 months ago, I was scheduled to wrestle him again, and he got an ankle injury and wasn't able to do it. So I'm still hoping. Still hoping. Same with like X-Pac, 1-3 kid. I'd love to wrestle him, I haven't had the opportunity, so I'm just cross my fingers and hope and pray. That would be just a complete dream come true.
Definitely. Now, you've been pretty busy as of late wrestling for both Ring of Honor and Northeast Wrestling. Right before we talk about Northeast Wrestling, I just want to get your thoughts on Ring of Honor debuting on Destination America. A lot more eyes on Ring of Honor right now. Right before TNA airs on the same channel, what are your thoughts about being, a friendly competition going on maybe with Ring of Honor and TNA being on the same channel? I don't remember the last time that this has happened as of late, but I mean now, you know, it's got a lot of people talking and a lot more eyes on you. And any thoughts of any talk about, you know, amongst you and any other wrestlers about, you know, the move over there too?
I mean, as far as TNA goes, I don't, and maybe it's just me personally, but I don't feel like we're in any type of competition with TNA. It doesn't feel, I mean, we're different time slots. We are on the same station. I would think, in theory, if both TV shows do well, then, we're doing good. So I don't feel like we're in competition at all. If we had the same time slots, then maybe. But I don't feel that way at all. It's just, it's a really exciting time to be a part of Ring of Honor. And I feel like ever since I started with Ring of Honor a year and a half ago, ever since I started, I've always said the same thing. This is a really exciting time to be with Ring of Honor. But it is. Every single month, it's like something new's happening and we're getting bigger and our crowds are growing and here comes New Japan and then New Japan's going to take a bunch of guys from Ring of Honor over there, like the Kingdom to work over there. And then we do, the Field of Honor coming up where we're in the baseball stadium and more New Japan guys are coming over. And now here's Destination America. Oh, here's a live pay-per-view. It feels like it keeps going up and up and up and up and up. So it's really exciting. And Destination America, this big TV deal. And then in New England, if you don't have Destination America, we're on NESN on Sunday nights at 8:00. So we're just, we're hitting so many new viewers and it's just so exciting.
With Ring of Honor being as popular as it is, we know, you know, we've talked to people at the Figures Toy Company. They're actually going to start producing a Ring of Honor wrestling figure line. Is there any talk with you so far about getting your own action figure?
No talk so far. I mean, I don't know how quickly they're going to be able to turn these things around. I know the original figures were announced almost at least a year ago, mm-hmm. And they're still in production. So I don't know who the next line's going to be, but I do know they're really cool. I know I've seen the headshots and stuff and some of the body mold casting. So they look like they're really cool figures. And I mean, I remember when the ECW figures came out, how cool that was. And I feel like this is such a similar situation to see Ring of Honor now throwing out their own figures. So I'm hoping the first batch does well, which I'm sure it will. They'll start producing a lot more at a lot quicker rate. So I'm sure I'll be in line.
Sure. Now, like I said, you know, you're with Ring of Honor, but especially Northeast Wrestling. Let's talk about some upcoming Northeast Wrestling matches. You have three tough matches ahead of you with three totally different wrestlers. First off, at Wrestling Under the Stars in Fishkill, you'll be facing Northeast Wrestling champion Matt Taven. What are your thoughts on Matt Taven?
Matt Taven is an egotistical jerk. Little known fact, and I think you guys have already talked to Matt, So I don't know if he's mentioned this, but we actually went to high school together.
Wow.
So I've known Matt for a very, very long time. But nothing pleases me more than to get into the ring with him and completely kick his ass. Because he's the type of person who you just want to punch in the face. And so for some reason, fans end up liking him. It's probably because he's athletic. But, man, I'm an ass kicker, and that's what I do. So, I'm excited to step in with Matt and hopefully take the NEW championship.
All right. Well, that would be an awesome thing to put up on your mantle or even take to your next high school reunion to kind of shove it in his face. But the next match is the one that I'm, like, totally excited about. Lowell, Massachusetts, you're taking on somebody who's making huge strides in professional wrestling these days, Samoa Joe. If you end up winning against Samoa Joe, what do you think that does for your career at that moment?
it's going to be huge. I don't plan to lose. So if we can just say when I beat Samoa Joe.
So let me rephrase that. When you beat Samoa Joe, what happens to your career at that point?
Yeah, man, I don't know. it's going to be a big moment and big things are going to come from it. But this, I take a step back, just talk about the match. I mean, for me, it's a dream match. I think for the fans, with our styles and our looks and so many similarities, it's definitely a dream match. And then you can reel it back to when Samoa Joe first started popping up, back up on the indies, popping back up on Ring of Honor. He went on Chris Jericho's podcast, and the one name he mentioned, a guy he wants to face now that he's free from TNA, was Warbeard Hansen. So even the dream match for Samoa Joe, I'm nothing short of excited and thrilled for this, and I think the fans are too. And if there's one thing you're going to see, if it's Samoa Joe and Hansen, it is hard hitting and ass kicking.
All right. And then also, lastly, you're going to be facing quite the character, Dalton Castle at Bethany, Connecticut. Any thoughts on Dalton Castle as of late in Ring of Honor, too?
Dalton's getting real big in Ring of Honor right now. There's no denying how flamboyant he is and how eye-catching he is. He's so different and unique, and I mean, his entrance is something to behold. But this is going to be a much different match for me than I've had. I can't remember last time I had to wrestle a character quite like Dalton Castle, probably because there isn't one. So this is going to be a real test to my creativity and his, and I can only imagine it's going to be a hard-fought battle. Dalton, really cool things about Dalton are his amateur background in athletics. At one point, he was an alternate for the Olympic team, so he this guy can go. He's a machine. You wouldn't think so with the way that he acts and the way that he dresses and his whole big, elaborate entrance and the way that he acts in the ring, but he's legit. So I can't. This will be my first time stepping in the ring with him, so I really can't wait.
All right.
Now, we just mentioned you're going to be facing in just a shorter period of time Matt Taven, Samoa Joe, and Dalton Castle. Now, how do you go about, like, mentally to prepare for three completely different opponents?
I think for me, I don't change my training methods at all. When I'm doing something, I'm sticking to it, and that's what I'm doing, despite who I'm wrestling. Mindset, though, I have to go into each match with a completely different mindset, and I can't really prepare ahead of time for that because I'll be mixing everything up. So I'm going to have to be the day before focusing and figuring out how I want to have my mindset going into it. But right now I'm just focused on being the best professional wrestler that I can be. When the time comes, I'll just switch my mental focus to kicking, whether it's Matt Taven's ass, Samoa Joe's ass, or Dalton Castle's ass.
All right. Now, you are known for your facial hair, hence Warbeard, but who do you think has the best facial hair in pro wrestling besides yourself?
I had to, besides myself, well, I'm just going to say Ray Rowe.
All right.
All right.
That's the best answer I can make, right?
Yeah.
War Machine.
That's right. Now, you just mentioned War Machine. Ring of Honor, you're in the tag team. What I want to say is we talked about dream matches with Samoa Joe, but what dream tag team match would you have against War Machine?
Oh, wow. Any wrestling tag team of all time?
Of all time.
Wow. That's why I might just say Marty Jannetty, the 1-2-3 Kid. I think we just wrestled the Bucks. I think the Rockers would have been amazing to wrestle. I feel like we do real cool things when wrestling smaller guys. But then again, step in the ring with LOD or step in the ring with Demolition. I mean, just the visual alone is amazing. I think it'd be one hell of a draw.
Sure. Now we mentioned you've been a lot of different promotions. Are there any other promotions that you haven't set foot in that you want the name Warbeard to be represented in? Any other future companies that you're thinking of?
Rowan and I have our sights hopefully on PWG. It's a really hot promotion right now in California, and I know we'd love to wrestle there. And there's some other indies across the country that'd be great to go to and get opportunities there. And Ray and I want to focus on trying to get ourselves overseas somehow, whether it's Japan or England or somewhere in Europe, and even crossing the border down to Mexico. Things that we haven't done that we want to expand and show the world who we are. And a lot of help right now with Ring of Honor, getting ourselves out there in magazines, on national TV, all over the internet. And we want to just spread our appearances out across the entire world.
Sounds good.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned your time in WWE. You had a few dark matches, and I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this, but if WWE NXT comes calling within, a year or so, are you ready to make the move down there, or do you feel like that you would like to spend some more time really, honing your craft, or maybe you're happy with what you're doing right now, or would you like to go down there?
I guess I would have to see where I'm at, how things are going. I love Ring of Honor right now. I love the growth, the creativity, the freedom. We just keep growing, and it's like I said it before, it's a really exciting time to be a part of it. I wouldn't say no, I'm not going to go to NXT. I have to see how it all pans out, but it's definitely on my radar.
Sure. Now, do you have any goals in pro wrestling? I mean, is there a Warbeard 5-year plan, or are you just, kicking ass, taking names, and seeing where the road takes you kind of thing?
I think the ultimate goal is probably to not break my neck.
There you go.
Awesome.
That might be the ultimate goal. I say it jokingly, but I'm half serious. I spent so much time in my career out on different injuries. Most recently I had a major shoulder surgery that I thought was the end of my career, and I somehow salvaged it and grew this beard, and I made it to Ring of Honor, and I feel like I'm kicking ass all over the place. So it might have been a blessing in disguise, but injuries are always a fear, I think, for every one of us. So staying healthy is really a major goal. If I can stay healthy, then the sky's the limit. So,
all right. Well, I think as to steal a line from my my partner here, Steve, we just scratched the surface on Warbeard Hansen tonight. We know that you're very busy. You're preparing for a lot of shows coming up. But lastly, do you have any closing words for your opponents at NEW? We know they're going to be listening to this, so now's your time to let them know what they got themselves into.
Yeah, Matt Taven, NEW heavyweight champion. He's a piece of garbage. He's an egotistical jerk, and I'm going to make him meet my spinning heel kick. Samoa Joe, dream match for so many. I think going into this, I'm the underdog, and by the time the match is over, Samoa Joe will be looked upon as the underdog. And then Dalton Castle, Pro Wrestling Peacock. I'm going to pluck each and every one of his feathers out and show them exactly where they belong.
All right. Guys, well, we will see Warbeard at August 1st, Northeast Wrestling's Wrestling Under the Stars in Fishkill, Dutchess Stadium. Warbeard, thank you so much for joining us, and we really appreciate your time, and we look forward to speaking with you in the future.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, we want to thank Warbeard Hansen for coming on the show. I'm sure it won't be the last time he's been on there, but you can check him out not only at Ring of Honor, but you can see him live Northeast Wrestling at Wrestling Under the Stars 4 at Wappinger Falls, New York, 7 p.m. Saturday, August 1st. Not to mention, not only will Warbeard and Another Wrestling Podcast be there, but there are going to be some awesome special appearances. People like WWE, newly crowned WWE Hall of Famer, Bushwhacker Luke's going to be there. Who else is going to be there?
Jonathan, we're bringing the genius, baby. We're bringing the genius Lanny Poffo. You know, he's going to be appearing with the Macho Man's Hall of Fame ring because he helped induct his brother this year. So he's going to be there at the AWP table, meeting and greeting fans. We're going to be tossing frisbees, get some graduation caps out there. So, you know, AWP, we're bringing the genius in. And, you know, that's pretty much genius to say, right?
Absolutely. Another newly crowned WWE Hall of Famer, the living legend Larry Zbyszko, is going to be there live saying hi to everybody, meeting the fans, probably talking about some old school wrestling.
That's right. Jonathan, we're just running down some of the appearances. You know, you're going to have Matt Hardy, Velvet Sky, Mickey James. But let's talk about some of the matches that we're going to see, because for fans that don't know them, we're going to have Mike Webb versus Bandito Jr. Jonathan, you familiar with these guys?
Yeah, these guys are pretty awesome around the ring. Both are, you know, kind of on the, I don't want to say smaller side because they're bigger than me, but more the cruiserweight, I would say. And you won't be disappointed. They're very high-flying action, nonstop thrill ride. Amazing, amazing. These guys are really cool. But though, one of the matches that I am looking most forward to is the Falls Count Anywhere. There's going to be trouble all over Dutchess County Stadium. It's going to be Brian Anthony versus Ron Zombie. Now, we've talked to both of these gentlemen on the show before. Steve, are you looking forward to this match?
Yeah, this is Ron Zombie's looking for a little redemption in this match because Brian Anthony cost Ron Zombie and Bull Dredd the tag team titles a few months back. And Ron Zombie's really pissed, pretty much. So this is going to be one heck of a match. I mean, we've seen some of these Falls Count Anywhere matches before at Dutchess Stadium. And guys, literally, Falls Count Anywhere. They're going to be wrestling probably in the stadiums, on the dugout, in the dugout, in the field. Keep your eyes out. This is going to be probably one of the greatest matches that night, Jonathan. But speaking of greats, we mentioned earlier Samoa Joe, who is on NXT, who will be at Northeast Wrestling, Wrestling Under the Stars on August 1st. He's going to be taking on Ring of Honor superstar and Northeast Wrestling superstar D-Jack. Jonathan, what a monster in the ring. These two guys, this is going to be one heck of a match. I don't know.
Yeah, both of them. You know, D-Jack is a current Ring of Honor superstar. Samoa Joe just left Ring of Honor. He's now back with NXT for the first time, really. And it's going to be an amazing match. I don't think Samoa Joe is going to want to leave Northeast Wrestling with a blemish on his record. So this is going to be a hard-fought battle. I can't wait to see it. But as we mentioned, we have none other than Warbeard Hansen taking on the one, the only, Matt Taven. He is an amazing talent. I cannot wait for this match. Steve, if I had to make a guess, an educated guess, I would say that the Northeast Heavyweight Championship is safe around Matt Taven's waist.
I don't know, Jonathan. I mean, Warrior Hansen is a little bit crazy. So I've seen the man in action many times, and I don't know. Matt Taven could have a run for his money on this one because I don't know. Anything could happen on this one. So it's going to be a close one to call, Jonathan. I can't really say Matt's going to win or not, but, I mean, it's definitely going to be one of the matches of the night for sure. Jonathan, I mean, as we talk about a lot of these matches, I mean, it's an amazing night so far. I mean, it hasn't even begun yet. And if you guys are listening right now and you're at the stadium listening to the show, get ready because that's not even the main event. For the first time ever in a ring, you're going to see the Young Bucks go against Rey Mysterio and Alberto El Patron. Jonathan, first time ever in Dutchess Stadium, in our hometown. What do you think is going to happen?
You know what? First time ever. I surely hope that it is not the last time ever. The Young Bucks are one of the most talked about tag teams in professional wrestling today, and maybe even professional wrestling history. There's a lot of these old-time guys, and I don't want to say that Rey Mysterio or Alberto El Patron are old-time guys, but a lot of these guys have been in the business for a while, think that the Young Bucks have a little bit of an attitude. They're probably not the most respectful guys, so this is going to be a hard-fought battle, and it's going to be nonstop action. People are going to be flying all over the ring, off the top rope. I can't wait to see it. This is going to be a match that you're not going to see anywhere else. And, you know, once again, it's one of the best things about Northeast Wrestling. They're not afraid to think outside of the box and give us great matches like this.
That's right, Jonathan. What a night it's going to be. But topping it off of the night is a special appearance by the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Jonathan, can you give me your best woo? Yes, there you go. Jonathan, I mean, what a night it's going to be. I mean, we've read the matches, we've read the appearances, the special appearances. If you're in the area and you don't go to this show, I mean, guys, come on. You're a wrestling fan. We love wrestling. You love wrestling. You're listening to this, obviously. So, I mean, August 1st is the place to be for Northeast Wrestling. Dutchess Stadium, Wrestling Under the Stars, Jonathan. And speaking of Dutchess Stadium, one guy we mentioned, you know, Joe Asano, former New York Yankee. He is on our YouTube exclusive this week. Guys, if you download, if you subscribe to us on youtube.com/anotherwrestlingpod, you can check out our YouTube exclusive with former New York Yankee Joe Asano, who is a former Major League Baseball player, current college softball coach for Marist College, and currently a pro wrestler on the side. Jonathan, there's nothing this man can't do. Check him out. Check out the interview and tell us what you think, guys, because that's what we want to do. We want to hear from you especially. Tweet us, Facebook us, and all that fun stuff, Jonathan, because, hey, we want to hear from you out there too, right?
Absolutely, and Steve, now the moment that I know I've been waiting for and that you all should be waiting for, we're going to talk to the Northeast Wrestling Champion, Matt Taven.
Today is a friend of Another Wrestling Podcast. He's wrestling all over the world, and he's not only a mainstay in Northeast Wrestling, but he's also the heavyweight champion. If you don't know him yet, don't worry, you will real soon. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Matt Taven. Matt, how you doing today, man?
Hello. I'm good, and you know what? If they don't know me, then they obviously haven't been listening to your podcast, because I've been on before.
That's right.
So, I mean, if you don't know who I am, then you're a jerk and listen to the podcast.
Absolutely. Now, we've got a lot of things to talk about, but first, we have to get into business here. You'll be defending the coveted Northeast Wrestling Championship on August 1st at Dutchess Stadium at Wrestling Under the Stars against a man beast by the name of Warbeard Hansen. We've already spoke to Warbeard. He's got some stuff to say, but what are your thoughts about going into this match? Do you have to kind of fix your strategy because he's a different kind of opponent, or what are you going to be doing this match?
Well, I know Warbeard very well. I actually went to high school with the war beard. So I know him when he had no beard, when he was no war beard Hanson, when he was just, I don't know, clean shaven Hanson. So I'm very, very familiar when it comes to this opponent, which, you know, makes for a good match because both of us know each other really well. And, you know, you kind of have to change a bit of the game when you know someone like that and, you know, pull out some stuff that they're not going to be ready for. And me and Hanson had a pretty good rivalry going in Bethany, Connecticut for Northeast Wrestling not too long ago. So it'll be nice to get back in the ring and show the crowd at Dutchess Stadium and a big crowd it will be what two boys from the little state of New Hampshire have to offer the wrestling world.
Definitely. And now, win, lose, or draw the very next night in Lowell, Massachusetts, for Northeast Wrestling, you will turn around and wrestle with the rest of your stable, the Kingdom, and take on the most talked about tag team today, the Young Bucks. Do you think the Kingdom is a better tag team than the Young Bucks?
Is a 5-pound Robin fat? Of course the Kingdom is a better tag team than the Young Bucks. I mean, you know, no disrespect to Young Bucks, but they're, you know, junior heavyweights, the Kingdom's heavyweights. So I plan to just lie on top of them, and body weight alone should take the W in that match.
Awesome. Now, speaking of tag teams, who are some of the tag teams that you would like to face that you haven't got to face so far? And then who are some of your favorite tag teams that you've got to mix it up with, Ben?
Well, I mean, I think right off the top of my head, it's probably easier to say the tag teams that we've, you know, wrestled with. And the Young Bucks would probably be a top of the list. Obviously, you know, want to say goofy things about them and make fun of them, but to be serious, you know, they're exactly what you said. They're the most talked about tag team. It's for a reason, because they're extremely good. And we've had the opportunity to be in the ring with them a couple times, and we've never lost to them. But they're, you know, I think when the Kingdom and the Young Bucks get in the ring together, I think everyone knows they're going to see one hell of a show, and that's exactly what happens every time we do. Another team that's awesome that we've had the privilege to be in the ring with is Team Tremendous, which is, you know, Bill Carr and Dan Barry, and two guys that, you know, like to have fun in the wrestling world, like me and Michael, but at the same time can get down in the ring. Teams that we would like to wrestle. Huh. I mean, we've been going around the gamut. We've been wrestling people all around the world. I'm trying to think of a team that we haven't wrestled. Do you have suggestions for me? Who would you guys like to see us wrestle?
You know, I think that we just saw some, you guys faced the Addiction. I'm thinking the team of Dirty Heels, maybe Austin Aries and Bobby Roode would be a good one.
True. That is a good. We have not faced. Oh, you know what? And speaking of them, we have never faced the Wolves.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, obviously, me and Mike have faced Davey and Eddie in singles competitions, but we've never faced them as a team. And Eddie Edwards, a good friend of mine, but also one of my favorite opponents of all time. So I think if you put the four of us in the ring together, there'll be another match like up in the Young Bucks one that you definitely need to seek out to find and watch and tell all your friends and spread the word and tweet about it and whatever you crazy kids do these days. You'd have to do that about that match.
All right. Well, you spent a lot of time this year, too, in Japan with Mike Bennett and Maria Kanellis, even winning, like you said earlier, the IWGP tag titles. What's some of the biggest differences between wrestling in Japan and wrestling in America, if you had to just name a few?
The obvious difference is that respect, you know, the respect level that the crowd and the fans show the wrestlers in Japan. In America, you know, like a lot of the fans, they almost think that they're the show and they want to be part of it. And I love when, you know, fans are excited about matches, but you see, you know, way too many times fans almost take away from the match because they think that they're so, you know, cute and whatever they think they are. I don't know, dorks. And they want to, you know, oh, get my chance over. That makes no sense. And I'll just keep yelling it until someone pays attention to me. While guys are in the ring, you know, busting their ass. So in Japan, you see that respect for the wrestlers. I mean, it's pretty obvious from watching any Japanese wrestling that you kind of have some quietness and then, oh, and then some applause. Where here in America, they're just, you know, heckling and screaming the whole time, which is fun in some cases. In other cases, it's the most annoying thing you could imagine. But Japan also, after the match, I mean, the amount of respect that the people show you and the appreciation that they have, and just, you know, how big and passionate of wrestling fans they are, is a major difference between here and the States. You leave a show in Japan and, you know, you would think you're the Beatles by the way people react to you. You leave a show here and you're wondering if, you know, you're going to have to fight a fan or if they're going to spit on you or something.
All right.
Now, I don't want to, you know how I feel about the Kingdom, but I have to bring this up. The Kingdom recently lost to the Bullet Club on July 5th. Will we see a rematch for that anytime soon?
Well, the Kingdom is returning to Japan on the end of the last 3 dates of the G1. Now, from everything I've learned from watching wrestling my entire life, is that if you lose a belt, you are automatically granted a rematch.
Yes.
Now, this is just simple wrestling logic to me. It's just like, you know, you always aim for the Spanish announce table. So I'm assuming that within those 3 days, you'll probably see a rematch. I mean, that's what I want to happen. I mean, if I'm going to fly back across the world, I want my belt back. So I'm hoping that, you know, whether it's August 14th, 15th, or 16th, there's another meeting between us and Carl Anderson. Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows.
Recently, the Kingdom came out with a T-shirt with the slogan "Big in Japan, booed in the USA." Why do you think the Japanese crowd has taken a liking to the Kingdom?
Maria's butt. Next question. All right. No, like I said, yeah, there's a lot more respect to guys in Japan. You know, I think the American wrestling fan kind of views me and Mike as the guys who used to shove them in lockers when they were a kid. And that's probably true. But the Japanese fans don't seem to feel that same kind of jealousy towards us. So they respect us a lot more. And, you know, Maria's butt doesn't hurt. So the combination of those two things, I think, has led us to a successful Japanese fan base.
Now, we talked about you being a mainstay in Northeast Wrestling, which is one of the premier independent wrestling companies in the world today. Now, are you happy that after spending a lot of time wrestling all over the world, that you have a home base like Northeast Wrestling to come back to?
Oh, of course. Of course. I mean, I was talking to another one of a fellow wrestler the other day, and just, you know, telling him about the Northeast shows, and he kind of stopped me and was like, wow, you talk about it in such a high regard, and I'm a very loyal person. And before Ring of Honor was on Destination America, before they were on Nessun in the Northeast, before we ever went to Japan, before, any Kingdom merch started flying off shelves, Michael Lombardi of Northeast Wrestling believed in me. And he saw what a lot of people see today or saw afterwards before any of those people. And to me, you know, that's, you know, I could never repay him for that. He gave me confidence at a time when I needed it. And it doesn't hurt that he puts on one of the best shows, if not the best shows in all of the Northeast. And every year, you know, he draws all these people to these baseball shows, has all sorts of names on it. And through Michael Lombardi, I've been able to step in the ring with legends. I mean, I wrestled Jerry the King Lawler at a Northeast Wrestling show. And that's something, you know, you grow up, you know, watching guys like that, and then all of a sudden you're looking at them across the ring, you're like, wow, this is amazing. So Northeast Wrestling, coming back there, it's almost like a celebration of everything I've done since the last time I've been there. Yeah, I come there and I almost felt like you know, we've all done this together. And now, oh, hey, all the family's back together. Let's all celebrate my success. So that's how I feel about Northeast Wrestling. Every time I go there, whether it's Bethany or whether the it's one of the other bigger shows, you know, that's home. That's like when you leave to college and you come home to a nice cooked meal from your mom. That's what I feel like every time I get back to Northeast Wrestling.
Sure. Wrestling, more specifically independent wrestling, is growing more and more in popularity. Why do you think so many people are choosing independent wrestling over like mainstream shows?
Well, I mean, it's I think, and I used to say that, and probably in the last interview I said we're in the golden age of the indies, and I think I was completely wrong because it seems like the indies keep growing, so I maybe was a little too soon on that statement, but you know, people love wrestling, and people are always going to watch the WWE and stuff, but they you know, they want other outlets, and you don't have a WCW anymore, you know, something major to compete with WWE that you can flip back and forth on Monday nights like it used to be. So you almost search, you know, other things out. I mean, you can eat ice cream every day and love it, but then you're going to kind of get sick of it, and you're going to kind of see, yeah, what else is out there? And luckily we've had the most amount of talent I think there's ever been just floating around out there, whether they're in Ring of Honor or whether they're in TNA or whether they're just strictly on the indies, Dragon Gate, you know, whether they wrestle, there is so much talent outside of WWE. And maybe it's just my lack of knowledge of how the indies were when I was a kid as a wrestling fan for WWE, but it seems like, wow, they're the most talented wrestlers. The amount of talented wrestlers is more than it's ever been. So, you know, like I said, you're eating ice cream every day. Then you're like, oh, I'm going to try something else. And then you see one of these indie shows and you're like, wow, these guys are fantastic. You know what? Maybe I'll eat cake from now on. And I think that's just how it goes. If it wasn't for the talent that's out there, you wouldn't have this indie surge. You wouldn't have things like NXT, which is trying to be, you know, a WWE version of an indie. That's a direct response to how good the talent is, how much talent is out there, and how when people go to these indie shows, whether they're local, whether they're a bigger one like Northeast Wrestling, they see great talent and they get hooked.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. NXT wrestling has become obviously incredibly popular. How do you feel about seeing people that you've wrestled against and are friends with getting an opportunity down in NXT?
Oh, I love it. I mean, I just love I'm one of those, and wrestling is a very catty, stabby in the back, you don't care who you knock down on your way to the top type business. But for me personally, I think that there's enough space for everyone to succeed. And when you see guys that you know have, you know, been through the indies, you know their families, you know that they're out there busting their butts to just have a better life and to just be a wrestler because that's what they've loved all their life, you can't do anything but be happy for them. You know, I was actually just to watch Battleground this morning because I missed it last night. And, you know, watching Steen out there is just, I couldn't be happier for him. You know what I mean? Like, to think a year ago, I don't know, he tweeted out it was like a year ago, a couple of days ago, we were all in an ROH ring, you know, celebrating his ROH career. To a year later, he's in the rubber match against John Cena on the pay-per-view. It's like, wow, that's awesome. So, I'm extremely happy for all those guys. And for any of, you know, the guys that you see popping up, whether it's NXT or New Japan or this or that, anyone that's, you know, works hard and then sees some success out of it, you have to be happy for it because there is an extremely large amount of guys that work their butt off and never get to that the level they deserve to be. So when you see a couple of them that do, it's very satisfying.
Well, you just talked about how it's a big place down there at NXT. Is there any room for the Kingdom in NXT?
You know what? Wrestling is one of those businesses where you never say never. So who knows? Who knows what the future holds? I'm not Cleo, and I do not run a telephone service that will tell you the future. So I'm probably not the person to ask for that. So,
okay.
That's the answer to that question.
All right, well, without looking too far into the future, but, you know, we're halfway through 2015, which has been a huge year for you so far. How would you like 2015 to maybe end for Matt Taven?
Well, this Friday on Internet Pay-Per-View, Ring of Honor Wrestling is going to have an iPay-Per-View coming from Baltimore, Maryland, where you will see the Kingdom in a match for the Ring of Honor World Tag Titles. And, you know, I love adding things to my resume and adding the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championships and being one step away from being a Ring of Honor Triple Crown Champion. I think is my goal that is the closest to coming true at the moment.
Right. Well, we obviously want to thank you for coming on today. People can see you live at Northeast Wrestling. You've got several big shows coming up, but if they haven't listened to this is the first time maybe that they're hearing from Matt Taven. Where can they keep track of you, like Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff?
Well, if they haven't listened to this, then you need to plug your own stuff after I'm done plugging mine.
That's right.
Oh. But it's pretty easy to find me. As long as you can spell Matt Taven and you can know how to pronounce Taven and realize that there's no R in it, because only a dummy would say Matt Tavern, which seems to happen a lot. But Taven is spelled T-A-D-E-N, and if you don't know how to spell that, I'll send someone over to hit you in the face with a tack hammer. And if you can spell that, you can find me anywhere. Facebook / Matt Taven, Twitter at Matt Taven, Instagram is the Matt Taven, at Taven is Taven, and Taven, 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 Taven. Did I say Taven yet? Oh, my Gmail is matttaven@gmail if you need merchandise or anything like that. So learn how to spell Taven, and you'll find me.
Great. Well, Matt, once again, thank you for joining us. We wish you nothing but the best, and we'll see you soon in a ring near you.
Thank you, guys. It's glad to be back on, and it's very nice chatting with you, and I think I'll see you in a week or two, right?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Wow, Jonathan. Matt Taven, thanks for joining us once again on another wrestling podcast. Great guy, Jonathan. I wish him nothing but the best. Definitely, you know, early on in his career, and I hope, you know, we get to see him succeed even more. I mean, what a great career he's had so far, and what a year he has had. So we'll see what happens for the rest of 2015 and Matt Taven. But, guys, you know, if you're listening to us, make sure you head on to anotherwrestlingpodcast.com. Like I said earlier, you can find all of our shows. You can like us. You can follow us, tweet us, subscribe to us. All that fun stuff, guys, because that's what we do. We want you to participate with us, and we'll participate with you. Right, Jonathan?
We love to hang out with our fans. We love to talk to our fans. We love to just talk wrestling in general. We're going to be there live, Northeast Wrestling, Wrestling Under the Stars 4. Stop by, talk to us. We are obviously going to have the genius Lanny Poffo. He's going to be there with us, you know, signing autographs, taking pictures. We're going to have some special one-of-a-kind things that you can only get with us. He's going to be signing Frisbees. He's going to be signing graduation caps. Come on out. Meet the genius. Meet Steve Credo. Meet Jonathan Benjamin. And enjoy an amazing night of wrestling. We've already given away a pair of tickets. That's why you always have to stay tuned with Another Wrestling Podcast, because you don't know what we're going to do next.
That's right, Jonathan. Amazing things are happening. Amazing things are on the way, guys. A lot of great guests in the works. Make sure you stay tuned, because you never know who you're going to hear next on
Another Wrestling Podcast.